Where am I?
Motion to approve the agenda, so I'll take it back.
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the vouchers in the general fund of $51,877, the $51,915, with the exception of $51,891, and the ambulance fund of $1,806 to $1,808.
I'll move for approval.
I'll second that. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes, October 16th, regular town board meeting.
I'll move to approve as read.
I'll second. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Getting ready to start collecting taxes, and so things a little bit slow, but it's, we get busy. As far as deposits into the regular account, we did get a deposit of $84,887.15, which was highway funds. So therefore, in the general account, we have $993,503.02. And in the ambulance account, we have $425,788.66.
I'll move for approval of the treasurer's report.
I'll second that. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items? Seeing none. Item number 10, presentation of the audit to the town board. We have Becky with us here from Whipley. She's going to give us a presentation on the audit that we finally have done. And I know that people probably have questions. She's going to give us her presentation. If you have any questions on it after the presentation, or even after you've seen had a chance to look through the audit, if you choose to, you could send those on to the clerk, and then clerk will get them to Becky, and then Becky will answer your questions. Because, you know, the audit was pretty extensive, and I don't know if she or I or anybody here could, off the top of our head, answer questions that would be correct. So let's not say correct, let's say fully. So, Becky?
Again, my name's Becky Dunzine. I work with Whipley. I'm the manager that worked on, or actually completed, the job at Town Electric Flambeau. So basically, we will get the final draft of the financial statements. Just things to note is that we had a unmodified opinion, and basically what people sometimes, that refers to as a clean opinion, so we didn't see any issues or anything that would materially misstate your financial statements. So once we got through everything and everything reconciled, we were all good to go. We just noted that the cash at the end of 17 was about $6.4 million. And then we also noted that there was advanced tax collections that made up a big chunk of that money that was collected like in December for the following year. At the end of the year, the net position was around $1.1 million, which is a pretty healthy fund balance or net position. It's a good thing to have, kind of a reserve. We usually say you want 3 to 5 months of expenditures. Your actual expenditures for 2017 were 1.2. So you do have that healthy net position, which is good, because in the future, if something comes up where you might need to take some of that reserve to pay for something that was unexpected. So that is encouraging that you have a good net position in case something comes up. We also noted, we did quite a bit of different things. So the town utilizes the town hall software, which tracks basically cash disbursements and cash receipts. It's not an accounting system that has like a cash balance and everything can reconcile within itself. So we did spend quite a bit of time reconciling the treasurer's reports to the town hall software and trying to kind of figure out maybe some better processes that can do a reconciliation basically between the treasurer and the clerk. So we've been working on that with Irene, kind of a system to reconcile to the bank statement and to the town hall software. We would probably encourage the town to go to a accounting software that would track everything all in one system. Then you can do bank reconciliations through the accounting software. Payroll could be done automatically instead of manually. Just maybe improving some of those processes and making it a little more efficient to get to your accounting records. The other thing we noted was the backups on the town hall software is only done yearly, and we would suggest at least doing that monthly, because if something would happen, you would have to go back several months to re-input the information, where if you do it at least monthly, you would have 1 month that you would have to re-enter. So that was basically what we came. I think when we were looking at the budget, there were a couple of items that were over budget. I believe in Public Works, we had some truck repairs, or we purchased a truck that wasn't budgeted for. And then in the ambulance public safety area, we had some Med 5 with Oneida County assistance that wasn't expected at that time. But otherwise, everything went well. It just took us a little bit to get through reconciling everything because it's such a manual system.
So a good recommendation to us is update our system to a more...
Yeah, I would look at the different accounting softwares and...
We discussed that at the board level here, I believe at our last meeting.
Yep, and I think we were looking at some QuickBooks. We're still getting that together, some prices and what that would look like.
And I think she would help us load that into our system.
So yeah, I mean, it just makes it easier because you can, instead of trying to do bank recs manually, you can just check them off right in the system, and then you actually have a cash balance that you can reconcile to. I've been working with Irene a little bit to kind of track what actually is coming from the town hall software and then the monthly bank statements, maybe things that aren't picked up in town hall software, to reconcile to our true cash balance. We're kind of reconciling to a number, so both sides equaled, but that number isn't like the true cash balance when we take into all the reconciling items.
Okay.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank you. And then the report will be available. I'm sure some people will want it. It'll be available for your review and use. And
I do have a question. When we were proposed to have this audit done, there hasn't been an audit since I've been aware of the town.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a recommendation on behalf of Whitley. Not that I'll follow it, but I would like a recommendation of how often, with the strategy that we are developing now to handle this, when should the next audit be done, or is it necessary to have another audit unless we notice that there's some indecisive information?
Right. So,
what's the industry standard?
Well, so your town has a separated clerk and treasurer, so that's why you're not required to have that yearly audit. Some towns will do an audit when there is a change of treasurer or clerk. Some do it every other year. Some do it every few years. If there's concern of something, maybe a certain area, you maybe not need a full-blown audit, but maybe you want someone to look at your processes, or you want them to look at a specific piece that you have concern over. So there are some different types of engagements where you wouldn't need to do the full audit, but we could do a look at where you had your concerns. But it's kind of all over the board. If there's a lot of things happening, you're building the fire station, you're getting on new debt.
We should maybe consider doing it every other year?
Every other, it's kind of up to the town board.
there's no like tried and true. We have some that do it every year. We have some, like I say, every other, some every few years, or when a clerk treasurer position changes.
Well, we're still gonna, one of my concerns is if we're still gonna use your service, I wanna know so that we have a line item that would be appropriate, you know what I mean, to fund
Right.
your services as an ongoing thing, and I know we're gonna need your help when we're installing this new software. And there's gonna be a learning curve here. And I don't quite know how the resolution read when we decided to do the audit, how much we decided to put there, and if it's gonna be adequate to handle this, not only for this year, but the following year.
Right. So I know that Nancy's asked us to help with the Form CT. So we do, when we do the Form CT, we still get all your records and we still look at everything to make sure everything balances, and we look at the tax roll. I mean, that's a big majority of it. And so when we do that Form CT prep, we do look at the numbers and get to the ending numbers. We might not take such an in-depth look at those numbers, but we do make sure the tax roll is reconciling, cash balances, the banks are reconciling, and that kind of stuff.
Because we budgeted for Form CT this year already, and next year.
Yeah, we put it in the budget.
So, and if you do if you do the accounting update or whatever, and you have the training, it might not be a bad idea to have it in that year, because you do have a new system in place, something different.
Yeah, I agree.
With everything.
Yeah, that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, make sure your folks can handle it correctly.
There's no like tried and true answer, but kind of on the situation that's happening and what the board thinks.
Yeah, I just want you to know, I mean, I wasn't the one who proposed the audit. I didn't ever think there was a problem with the audit, and I think the outcome kind of proved that. I just want to keep our dialogue open so that we don't have such a lengthy, I know it was kind of troubling because we're not used to doing audits, and our equipment was very unfriendly to your operation. So I think once we get over that, I think to streamline this and have a better control of it is what our goal is.
Yeah.
And I think the most important thing that I'm going to take away from this is a learning curve for our treasurer and our clerk, and the whole system is how reconciling is so important. And to make that easier and streamline it, I think is really beneficial for all of us. So.
Yeah. And we also had some turnover, so it wasn't, I mean, that was part of the hang up too, is we had a partner retire that started on the audit and that. So that's part of it too. It wasn't just the manual system. It was partly on our end too, so.
Very good.
Thank you, Becky.
Jim? I asked too, is this regarding the audit or?
Yes.
Okay.
A general question on audit. How many townships do you audit in the area?
Probably 10 to 15 or so out of our office, and way upwards of that of Whitley as a whole.
So. And in general, do people have capital improvement budgets built in or not? That's why we have to keep such a big cash reserve, is because we don't have a capital improvement budget.
Well, I don't think, I mean, it's town specific, and I mean, you have a good net position. I wouldn't say that it's extraordinary or that. I mean, I think you have a good, healthy net position that is actually a good thing to see. Sometimes people think that you shouldn't have that reserve or you shouldn't have a net position, but that's not totally true either, because over the time, I mean, things do come up that are unexpected, and it's very good to have something to kind of fall back on, or if funding gets cut at state levels, you can't predict that either. So I think where the town is at is good. I mean, the fire addition is coming up. I'm not sure how you're levying for that, if it's an addition.
We don't have to levy this year because we're not taking the loan until next
year. So you'll levy for those loan payments. So most towns probably don't have that capital improvement fund. We usually see that at the city, village, you know, county level, not to say a town couldn't, but it would just go through your regular budget.
So just to follow up with that a little bit is, how many towns have no bonds?
No debt.
Not very many.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have any debt as is, which is great. There's a lot of towns that do. I mean, a lot of municipalities that do. It's pretty, it's not uncommon. I mean, there are towns that don't have debt. I can think of a few, but a lot of them do have debt, so.
Thank you. Colette, you had a quick question?
Yeah, what is the timeline for the upgrade that we alluded to?
Well, we'll have to put it on another agenda and more discuss it, but in her recommendations, I think it's something that we need to look at right away.
Okay, so it'll be in the future.
Some programs for me.
Yeah, she's looking into some programs.
She doesn't actually do the training, correct, Becky?
Correct. We have a whole separate.
Organization that do the training.
So we're kind of shopping.
Once we get some feedback on that, then we'll, you know, what would fit best for us, then, you know, I'll put it on the agenda and the board can decide.
Probably do it next year and maybe run two systems for a while.
There's money in her budget to.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. We'll move on to item number 11, discussion approval resolution 2019-02, resolution to waive treasurer's short-term bond.
This is a Boilermaker.
Yep.
Yeah, we do it every year.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve resolution 19-02, resolution to waive treasurer's short-term bond. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 12, discussion action, reappoint clerk for three-year term, January 1st, 2012, or 2020 to December 31st of 2022.
I'd be happy to make that motion.
I'll be more than happy to second it. Motion been made and seconded to reappoint our clerk, Nancy Edwards, to a three-year term from January 1st of 2020 to December 31st of 2022. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Question, Mark.
Yes.
Are there any other employees that are appointed?
Just her. The rest of them are hired employees, elected. Fire chief is appointed. The membership makes a recommendation to the board and then the board acts on that. Item number 13, review for approval, bartender's license application for Mackenzie M.
No issues.
No more.
I'll move for approval then.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the bartender's license application. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn at 1:20.
So moved.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you for coming out on this cold, blustery, miserable day.